Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Everyman Show. I just felt compelled to do this show right now because I just got an email from Paul Craig Roberts, a man who just literally blows the lid off things on a daily basis. And my email tells me that there is a ginormous 9/11 truth conference coming on a global scale in Manhattan. I believe it's October 7th, and it is coming at a time when Donald Trump is literally breaking through the ice. He is cracking open I don't know what to say. He has broken the mold. He is changing the paradigm. He has literally done things that nobody thought we would see. We have waited. We haven't waited 15 years for this. We've waited 30 years from this since Herbert Walker Bush, the mastermind of 9/11, the mastermind of the JFK murders, the undeniable Zionist takeover artists that tried to rule this country since 1947 with Nazis. But for 15 years, the 15-year anniversary of 9/11 comes in just 6 days. Within a week, less than a week, this anniversary comes, and I tell you, my gut tells me they are planning on something so big, so dark, so evil. Dick Cheney even said that the next 9/11 will dwarf what they did September 11, 2001. What kind of a maniac sits in the Halliburton building with his feet propped up on his desk, watching a monitor? His man comes in and says, "Sir, the planes are 45 minutes out." "Okay, should anything change? Should I divert?" "No." "Sir, the planes are 30 minutes out. Should I abort?" "No." "Sir, the planes are 10 minutes out." He turns to this man and says, "Did I say anything to the contrary?" That's Dick Cheney, ladies and gentlemen, the orchestrator of 9/11, the orchestrator of the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. Bill Clinton comes in with reinventing government's fast bullets and cultural changes, 1993, ladies and gentlemen, is when they started this. 10 years later, just 10 years, look, you have to understand paradigm shifts. I've said this before, 10, 25, 50-year paradigm shifts. The way they move, the way they groove, the things that they do, the things they're involved in. Alex Jones is not spewing rhetoric. The man literally comes out and gives you textbook, word for word, illustrations, as crazy as he is, I love him, of what they're planning, what they've done, who the Illuminati is. You know, we say, "Oh my God, this is biblical. Oh my Lord, this thing, the Bible predicted this and the Bible predicted that." No. No, they follow your religious beliefs in order to screw you to the agenda, in order to manipulate your education, manipulate your mind, mind control. You are warped. You're so busy watching that stupid television, you don't have time to read the books. You're trying to feed your family. You're trying to go get another job. You're trying to pay for Obamacare while you're loaded with cancer. You don't even know they gave it to you. They put the cancer in you when you were a child. The cancer, ladies and gentlemen, that they gave thousands of people on 9/11 is literally destroying thousands of families in Manhattan. Look at the people that died, the firefighters. Look at the EMS. Look at the people that were running around trying to save lives that are now living with lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. They've had kidney cancer. I myself now have bladder cancer. I've talked for 3.5, almost 4 years, I believe. Or is it 3 years? Who cares? I started talking about chemtrails. I started talking about Monsanto. I started talking about don't eat the fucking corn. Don't listen to the bullshit on that mainstream media idiot box you're sitting in front of. That everybody runs to the store. I've seen people coming into these stores around here. The first thing they do is they stop and goggle because the TVs are right there at the entrance. So what do? They stop and they ogle. These flat screen TVs with two-way cameras and microphones that are recording your every move. My simple flat screen Sony TV, which I purchased back in 2002, I'm sorry. Now I have this big black thing coming on my television on Fox. I remember the emotive loaded into my box. I have an antenna. It's like this figure-eight-shaped antenna, which is on my house, and I have a box, which is probably frying me with EMF, no doubt about it, when I sit in front of it. Probably hits me right in the groin and gives me the damn bladder cancer that I have. And this big black box comes on in all these different shapes, and it shows a little trumpet, and then it shows an 8 and a 2 and a V, and then they type in all this stuff while they're listening to what I'm listening to. Now, does this television have a microphone in it? Maybe. Is it able to use the speakers as a microphone? Probably, because that's what a microphone is. It's nothing but a speaker in reverse. If I live long enough to see Nuremberg-style trials in Washington, D.C., if I get to watch Dick Cheney, George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, Colin Powell, Susan Rice, Wolfowitz, Panetta, I don't care, the whole gaggle of the Bush administration, Petraeus, if I get to watch Eric Holder and the rest of these people holding in handcuffs in orange jumpsuits, that would give me the most unimaginable pleasure you can imagine. That's what I want to see, because in my gut, it tells me everything I need to know about how they stole everything. $200 trillion. They stole 350 nuclear pits. They destroyed the paperwork that showed that the Pentagon stole $8.5 trillion. Gold assets. Information, 600,000 deeds. You think that you own your house, you own nothing. You have a fake deed. You have a fake title. You understand how diabolical this is, what the New World Trilateral Commission, do you understand what the CFR is? The Council of Foreign Relations stole your country that your ancestors died for, were bludgeoned for, got stabbed in the gut with bayonets for, what 650 men of all races died during the Civil War by fake crony capitalist banker government oligarchs who don't give a damn about life on this planet. While Google sends up 180 new satellites frying your DNA. Though I'm talking right now on a cell phone, I don't put one next to my head. This is a $20 smartphone. $20, ladies and gentlemen, at Walmart. I will smash it with a hammer when I finally get my satisfaction. Never to use one again. I will get every EMF device off my house, out of my system sooner or later. Is your smart meter spying on you right now while you're jumping up and down saying, oh my God, the people in justice, one federal judge is all it takes to accept the cases of 9/11 truth, to accept the cases of Fast and Furious, to go in and seize the assets of Wells Fargo, Bank of America, HSBC, seize their assets, lock their doors, give the bank accounts every nickel of it plus to the depositors. Demand a class action suit. If you lost equity in your home, if your home was devalued in 2007 and 2008, you will receive a 100% payment for every fucking dime. I lost $175,000 on my house. I lost $100,000 on my land in Virginia. And with it went my ego. With it went my confidence, my desire. Did I ever become suicidal? Hell no. I never did. Did I ever say I would quit? Hell no. I became a pronged lizard. I became a deadly, prickly plant. I became that guy who said, you know what, they're not taking this house. And they couldn't take it. And I received my deed and title to this piece of crap. But I lost $100,000 in equity on this dump. This dump that I shouldn't have been living in. This mold, flea-infested, hellish nightmare that I have to dwell in now. Surrounded by Monsanto, Roundup, glyphosate, neonicotinoid acids that seep into my well, and I have been showering in it now for 10 years. While the chemtrails rain down on me, mainstream media tells me, oh, look at Beyonce, while she comes out there with Black Lives Matter garb, while George Soros funds Black Lives Matter and Ferguson blows up, Baltimore blows up, Detroit's got 1,500 dead black boys who did not know that the heroin that they were running around with, that the guns that they had in their hands were 100% tracked. They knew their every move, and they killed them, and they put them in the black sites, and they murdered them. Nothing has changed in 151 years since the Civil War lie that Lincoln, a.k.a. Springsteen, which is his real name, gave us. And we had the New Deal with FDR, a.k.a. Rosenfeld, not Roosevelt. While Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, Barry Davis, Mr. Shooting Gang Leader, sits up there in his flappy ears and tells us he's going to give the internet to the UN on the 1st of October, breaking another covenant of our Constitution. Again, going bypassing Congress, treason, he's got 12 counts of treason right now. 12 counts. Will he ever be hauled in? Who knows? Will he ever have to atone? Will he ever be put in handcuffs and that beautiful orange prison suit with the number 696969 on the back of it? He is not the 45th president of the United States or the 44th or whatever. This guy is Satan's tongue. This guy is nothing but fecal matter that flows and grows. These people are evil, ladies and gentlemen. They're evil beyond your wildest comprehension. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast, because I can't wait for justice.